ask you a question, and I know this may be a little tricky in a way, but we're gonna deal with this. When it comes to taking care of your children, in general terms, what is one of the main things that you want to protect them from? And be thinking along the lines of something that you might want to protect them from when they're 6 months old, 9 months old, 3 years old, 13 years old. Something that, and you may want to even go beyond the age of 13, maybe even 16, 17 years of age. Think of everything that you'd like to protect your children from, that you've tried to protect your children from. And of all the things that, of all that you have either tried to protect your children from or maybe possibly have protected them from, name the top two. What are the top two kinds of experience or just the top two things that you want to protect your children from? Now, you may want to consider some of the experiences you've had in life that you may wish you had never gone through. But again, now think in general terms. I don't want you to think about a specific event. What was it about the event? Again, thinking in general terms. I know that very often we want to protect our children from danger. So we want to do what we can to keep them safe. How about hunger? A lot of us want to keep our children safe from hunger. How about, I mean, so many things, and you're kind of getting it now, right? How about loneliness? Want to protect them from that. What about disease? See, just thinking in general terms. So, you know, disease, I know you might be saying, but that's specific. Well, I tell you what's more specific than disease. Leukemia, that's a type of disease. HIV, that's a type of disease. See, so even though I said disease and that's somewhat specific, it's not really specific. That's really kind of general, but important. So that said, what else do we like to try to keep our children safe from? How about pain? Some of you said that too. Pain. Physical pain. And especially emotional pain. And my guess is a lot of us would find it even more significant to protect our children from emotional pain than from physical pain. We'd rather they come home with a broken finger than with a broken spirit. Yet mental pain can be serious. Emotional pain can be showed up devastating, more devastating than even a broken finger. So we want to protect our children from pain. And a lot of times when we decide that we want to protect our children from pain, what a lot of parents think is the way to go is to prevent our children from experiencing any emotional pain as much as possible. But how many of us have figured out that it really is probably impossible to prevent our children from experiencing emotional pain? I just don't see how that can happen. Because you think about it, even at a very young age, when I say a very young age, I mean pre-kindergarten age, kindergarten age, children can already be mean. I mean, at a point where they are not only willing to do mean things to each other, but they do mean things to each other. They say mean things about each other, to each other. And that, and of course, as we know, is the way with a lot of human beings. When one child decides that they want to be mean towards a peer, they want to get as many of their friends to join in and be mean to that peer. That's not something that starts at age 16. That easily starts at ages 5 and 6. And we want to protect our children from the pain. We have teachers who can sometimes be ugly to students. Now, I'm not talking about in schools where, you know, this is 2017 and things are different. I'll admit, life is different. So many people have talked about how children come to school with so much drama. They bring so much drama to school that very often, especially depending on what grade level you're teaching, it is hard for the teacher to truly teach because she's constantly dealing with behavior issues, crowd control. I'm not talking about in this environment, the teaching environment that's prevalent today. I'm talking about the way it may have been 30 years ago, 60 years ago, when behavior issues were not the issue that they are now. You could have teachers who were just mean. They weren't mad because every day that they came to school, 90% of the day had to be spent dealing with behavior issues. They brought their own issues to the classroom, and they could be mean to the students just because of who they as people were. I'm talking about the teachers now. And sometimes, we know it's true, teachers can hurt the students so badly. We could be at the store, someone do something ugly. At the playground on a Saturday, not even at the school, somebody do something ugly. Children get older and they start dating and they fall in love, and the person they've fallen in love with has not fallen in love with them. And they're hoping that this is going to be a one-to-one relationship, and it doesn't turn out that way. And we know our child is hurting. I mean, really, really hurting. Since we can't prevent pain from being a part of their lives, what other options do we have? Let's look at those options when we get back together in just a few minutes.